interest rate region for mortgages. We have also sold over 800 more houses in our area so far than in all of 2019. Houses are selling faster, with over 26% of homes selling in the first 30 days. Houses are selling at approximately 97.4% of the listed price. If you're thinking of selling your home, right now is a great time. Houses do need to be priced right, and that's where professional realtors come in. Zillow can't see your home, and they certainly can't price your home. The Goodson Group agents are the best trained agents in our area and will do a great job representing buyer clients or seller clients. If you want results, go to the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or call my cell phone at 221-2883.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Today is September 28th, Drink Up Beer Day. Don't mind if I do. Where was I? Oh, yes, it's Drink Up Beer Day. Well, if you insist. As I was saying, today is Drink Up Beer Day. When in Rome, it's the best day ever. Drink Up Beer Day, if I must.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's five.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Pam Huso. More coronavirus testing in less time.
100 million rapid point-of-care tests will be given to states and territories to support efforts to reopen their economies and schools immediately and fast as they can.
President Trump says many of the tests will go to nursing homes and historically black colleges. Results are ready within 15 minutes. A not guilty plea from a Canadian woman accused of mailing something dangerous to the president.
53-year-old Pascal Ferrier will remain in federal custody for now, according to a U.S. court. Ferrier is the Canadian woman FBI agents say sent a letter containing the poison ricin to the White House, addressed to President Trump, threatening another attack unless he drops out of the presidential race.
Fox's Evan Brown. Ferrier was ruled a flight risk and denied bond. America's listening to Fox News.
Office building on 4th and Main with no mask. Repeat, no mask.
I walk into my job late last week when my co-workers all began to freak. They started cursing and began to shout and said quite rudely as the boss threw me out.
You need a mask.
I need a COVID mask.
A COVID mask.
It seemed a lot to ask.
To wear a mask.
To do a simple task.
Put on a mask.
I need a COVID mask, made it mandatory almost every place, that we can't be seen unless we hide our face. I can't even leave my humble abode without something covering my mouth and nose.
We need a mask.
We need a COVID mask.
A COVID mask.
It seems a lot to ask.
To wear a mask.
Can't even mow my grass.
Without a mask.
Without a COVID mask, this mask wearing isn't fun, and the snitching has now begun. My neighbor called the hotline, 'cause my dog wasn't wearing one. Walking through the mall, a woman's voice did ring. Seemed she was troubled by just one thing. She pointed to the door, shook her fist and said,
"What are you trying to do, you jerk? Make everybody sick?"
Forgot his mask.
Forgot my COVID mask.
His COVID mask.
Nobody gets a pass.
That stupid mask.
Can't even pump my gas.
Without a mask.
Without a COVID mask. I'm home.
What do you want?
I need to come in and get my mask.
Don't let Daddy in the house, Mommy. He's not wearing his mask.
No mask, no entry. Sorry.
But, honey.
You should have taken it with you.
I'm looking at Fox News.
I'm not getting in this house. I changed the
line. On the television monitor and the Trump-Biden debate is tomorrow. And most of us bet that it just wasn't going to happen. Joe would have contact or something with a COVID-positive person, and that would be their excuse to not send the lamb to the slaughter. How many Nobel Prizes you got, Joe? How many nominations have you had in your life? Three, Trump now has.
It's going to be hilarious.
But Ruth Bader Ginsburg is spinning in her grave, and Chuck's out there because he might undo, or Amy Comey Brennan might undo what Ruth has done, which is basically ignore the Constitution every single time. They just never stop. They just, and that's the lesson in it for all of us. We, you know, what's her name? Kamala's time. This is a movement. It's not going to stop. It's not going to stop before or after the election. Meaning, you know, we're going to burn cities down. Where they'll let us. Did you see the Minneapolis City Council today said they're having second thoughts about defunding the police because of the humongous increase in crime?
Duh.
I didn't see that coming.
Once again, I call upon Gene Wilder.
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard!
You got your big virtue signal. Oh, you want the police defunded? Sure, we'll do that. Nothing like telling, you know, here's the reality. There are people that are just bad. They're never going to be reformed. They're always going to try and get away with it. And some do time and they come out. And doesn't matter what you do in prison, they're just going to keep repeating. That's a reality. But liberals don't want to believe that. So when you signal to the bad people that we're going to have fewer cops, so you won't have to worry as much about something like George Floyd happening to you, although George Floyd brought about his own death through his behavior. Sorry, I'm not to be insensitive, but he overdosed on fentanyl and didn't do what the police told him to do. The same thing with the Atlanta, all of them. It's always the same story. Open the door in Louisville instead of firing a gun. And the cops are at fault for that? I'm sorry, but we're living in a world that makes no sense to me. 5:07, Greg, Rosie, and Seth on this. Eddie Bader's
birthday.
Well, I was going to, what number?
51.
Really?
I think. Doesn't look like it, does it?
A mere baby. No.
I'm going to have to teach Eddie all the words you need to know after you're 50, like,
oi! He already knows. Ask him.
Does he?
Uh-huh.
Get him to practice.
About a month ago.
We're going to make Eddie our guest of honor Wednesday night at Bomb Hours.
Ooh! Make him come. That's awesome, because he's my date, and he gets me chicken and waffles. And they have the best waffles anywhere.
Really?
They got the best everything everywhere because it's all made fresh daily.
Oh, man.
Hey, Bo Holt, if you're listening, Bob Baumhauer just sent me a note. Bo put a really nice review together on Wing Fingers, and Bob read it and said, I want to send him on my dime.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it never hurts to take an extra minute, folks, to do that kind of stuff because you might get rewarded. You never know. All right, we're at 5:08. Bran will join us in a minute.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Montgomery police have opened a homicide investigation after a deadly shooting Sunday morning. Police say a man was shot in the 3400 block of Mobile Highway. He later died at a hospital. No arrests have been made in the case. If you have any information about this case, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. A memorial service for the late Reverend Robert Gretz Jr. was held yesterday. He's remembered as a civil rights icon and human rights advocate. He was the only white minister to support the Montgomery bus boycott. Gretz was 92 years old. The Southern Poverty Law Center has unveiled a new mural depicting the history of the fight for voting rights in this country. Local artist and activist Michelle Browder and two students created the mural outside the SPLC building. It honors the late Congressman John Lewis and late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Important weather changes on the way as the first of two cold fronts swings through the area. The first one brings a round of showers and thunderstorms tonight and into at least the midday hours of tomorrow before ending. It turns windy. Low tonight, 62. High tomorrow, 70. Wednesday's nice. Low humidity, sunshine, high temperature around 73. Then we briefly warm up Thursday before the second cold front delivers the nicest air of the fall season so far. Some really good stuff Thursday night, Friday, especially Friday night into Saturday. Hang on, you're going to like it. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Get ready for the most important drug of 2020, Pandemicil. Pandemicil doesn't treat any of the issues from COVID-19, but it does bring relief to just about everything else. Warning, side effects include lethargy, depression, drowsiness, bankruptcy, enlarged butt cheeks, spontaneous combustion, bad breath in a mask, foot fungus, ordering from DoorDash, paralysis, anger. You may discover you married the wrong person, seizures, testicle erosion, detached retina from watching too much TikTok. Stop taking Pandemicil if you experience suicidal thoughts. Or if you start wondering why you ever had children in the first place. Loss of teeth, erectile dysfunction, wine addiction, beer addiction, pot addiction, Netflix addiction. Complete disdain of Zoom meetings. Anal leakage may cause walking dogs and bathrobes. Other side effects include constipation, clubfoot, webbed feet, lockjaw, and brain damage. It's time to take control of your life. Like that's even possible. Don't even ask your doctor if Pandemicil is right for you. He'll just stick a swab up your nose and tell you to stay home. Pandemicil, once daily for a more tolerable, pathetic existence. It might kill you. But then again, it might not.
Something made the market very happy today. Let's find out what from Mr. Right on the Money. Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. And good start to the week to you.
Yeah, right back at you. Nice day in the market today. We'll take it.
Yeah, Friday wasn't bad either. I know you were unavailable Friday, but this is nice because there were a couple of correction-type days. In the week prior, so it's good to see green in the market up to Dow 27.5. What's the good news that has the market sounding confident, looking confident?
Yeah, so let me tell you what's going on here. You know, when we saw that volatility picking up, about a week or so ago, and up days, down days, and it was getting a little bit wild, more and more wild as time went on. But I would say the top most pressing issue was the fact that, hey, the spigot is being cut off. So, you know, if you remember, the Fed basically said, hey, you know, we're gonna continue to keep rates down for a long, long time and all of that, but we're kind of maxed out on what we can do. We can't make things get better. That's up to Washington.
Right.
And so, you know, and then we talked about the fact this debate coming up is going to happen tomorrow night, and that really sort of being used a little bit in terms of, okay, how fast do we move on stimulus? It's a political volleyball. And it's interesting to me because Pelosi on Friday said, hey, you know what? We're going to come down from $3 trillion to $2.4 trillion. And she went public with that. Okay, mm-hmm. So you see what they're doing here. They're like, you know what? Okay, let's hedge our bets just a little bit here. We're not going to do a deal. And then it's interesting this morning, you know, she talked again with Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, and they're continuing the dialogue. But I'm telling you, Greg, none of this gets done until after this debate, okay? And that's just the political gamesmanship that we're dealing with. But here's what's going on, though. Here's the absolute bottom line. The market believes that a deal is now going to probably happen. So in other words, the juice, the sheer firepower that this market so craves and needs is that fiscal stimulus. Another round of PPP loans, another CARES Act, you know, money, more unemployment benefits, direct to consumer payment, you know. That's what the market wants to see. And so for a while, we've seen this volatility because they didn't believe it was going to happen. And in fact, there was a fear that it might go until after the election. Now it's back on the table and things are settling down. Then again, the other big deal, as I said, and we just talked about, the debate tomorrow night. That is really going to be a pretty significant market moving event, in my view. In years past, maybe not. But this one, this is a different ballgame altogether. And I do think it's a market-moving event. And then, of course, Friday we've got jobs numbers. So stimulus, debate, jobs numbers, that's going to be the news for this week. Those are going to be market-moving factors.
I know that I was going to ask you Friday if you've been able to break loose. I saw something that the third quarter GDP is going to be up in, you know, around 30%. In other words, it'll kind of match the loss in the second. Is that accurate?
You know, there are a range of estimates all around everywhere. I don't think that the absolute number itself is as critical as it is, you know, hey, let's face it. We went full stop. We went off the cliff. Second quarter towards the back end, we started coming back online. That helped the numbers to be better than what people feared. Mm-hmm. Now there's no doubt we've got a full third quarter that's going to go in the books where we've reopened. So there's no doubt. Yeah, I've seen estimates, Greg, from 20% all the way to as high as 40, and everything in between. So that's a big deal, and we'll see what that is. But I think more important than even the third quarter actual reading is going to be that jobs number, the jobs trend, the stimulus, and sort of what are we doing heading into the fourth quarter? You know, is the fourth quarter going to be a continuation of this recovery, or are we about to hit roadblock? And because the market, there's a reason the market's trading where it is right now. It's because it already knows what has happened in the third quarter with GDP. You know, it already knows that. What it wants to know now is what's going to happen in the fourth quarter and in the first quarter of next year. And the two biggest issues around that are stimulus, more Fed money, and who's our president.
Yeah. Well, you know, you see today the president gets his third Nobel nomination. How many does Joe have? We've been betting, you know, on the air informally that this debate was never going to happen. I just don't see, looking at how Joe can, I mean, plus he's getting turnouts of like 5 and 8 people at backyard events and stuff. It's pathetic when you compare just voter enthusiasm. Trump's had over 250,000 people at his rallies in September alone. Joe's had about 300, I think, or something like that.
Right.
And I think...
Well, let me tell you, though. Yeah, hey, and I'm just going to tell you something. I totally agree with you. But he's got to be careful here, because this is like, you know, in my business, it's always about, you know, you buy on the rumor, but you sell on the news. And this has been so built up that Trump is going to kill him and crush him in this debate. Everyone is waiting for Trump to come out there and just beat down a little innocent, meek and mild man on that stage, which is how he's going to try to portray himself. I'm telling you. So Trump can't fall into that trap. He's got to be crisp. He's got to really be, I mean, also obviously a little bit dynamic, a little fast on his feet.
Yeah.
and all of those things. But if he starts attacking him with verbal assault, not going to go well. I've seen this showing up in polling and other things. So
yeah, that's the one thing he does that even makes me uncomfortable at this point, because that feeds that narrative, and we don't need any narratives fed. I mean, he should.
Well, you don't, because the bar is set so low for Biden.
Yeah.
I mean, the bar is like practically on the ground. He doesn't have to do much for people to say, "Oh, it was a great. He did a fantastic job." You know,
he showed up.
I mean, seriously,
he didn't wet himself in the process, right?
That's right. You know, so it's just like these companies who report earnings. The management sets really low expectations. You know, they're kind of sacking you a little bit, you know. Mm. And then they report their number, and it's a blowout number, or maybe a little bit better than you thought, and the stock goes up. You know, it's a surprise, quote unquote. That's what's going on here. Everyone is expecting Trump to wipe the stage with him. Everyone set the bar really low for Biden, very high for Trump. That's in my view, that's not a good place to be in. So Trump's got to play it down the middle. He's got to be fresh.
I actually, if I had to make a guess, I think he's going to be gentlemanly.
Oh, definitely, man. He's going to let him dig his own grave.
He doesn't need to be an attack dog because he's got plenty of stuff to brag on. I mean, the market, when the big plunge took place, and we all knew it was going to come back. And I remember saying, well, I hope maybe the Dow will get back to 25 by Election Day. And even that seemed like a stretch because it had fallen all the way to 19. Well, it's at 27.5 today. I'm glad he's going into the debate. What are they going to knock him for, well, that's only for rich people. We all know better than that.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Lindsey Graham with Amy Coney.
Amy Comey Barrett.
ACB.
ACB, thank you. We're going to go with the initials here.
that's how everyone else is doing it.
You know what? They should avoid the circus and just confirm the woman and move on. But that has nothing to do with your money. What has to do with your money is how to protect it. And this is a group at McDonald and Hagen for each and every client that's always looking for the best position to grow and protect people's hard-earned money. If you have never taken the time to sit down with a financial planner, you hear Brandt. Does he sound like somebody that's intimidating? These are great people. You'll feel like you're with friends the first time you visit McDonald and Hagen. You know why? Because they're going to treat you like friends. You're going to be treated the way you would want to be treated. And you'll walk out saying, wow, I now know things I did not know when I went in. It's a great experience. It's empowering. And you become managerial about your money, and that's so important. Take it from somebody who wishes he'd gotten there just a little sooner in life. 387-0094 is the number to call. 387-0094 for McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brandt, we'll talk tomorrow. We'll do a debate preview and see what goes.
That's right.
Thank
All right, buddy. I'm looking forward to it. Y'all
Likewise.
Have a good night.
You too.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
I'm looking at a Facebook message on the University of Alabama's College Republicans. I guess there's some event going up there, the Jane Elliott Award. And the Student Government Association claims to support diversity, equity, and inclusion, but apparently the Alabama Young Republicans don't fit that. This is the biggest pile of horse crap. Every person that donates a dime to that university should call and say, cut it out. Student government. Same leftist crap right here in Alabama. That's why Doug Jones is such a great representative for our state, because we know he's got our back. I need Gene Wilder. One more time for Doug Jones.
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have the report of a moderate accident on I-85 northbound. This is going to be just past Taylor Road. On the cams, it looks more like a disabled vehicle, but whatever's going on there, we've got emergency units on the scene. They are on the left-hand lane Right on the edge of the road, you'll need to be in the two right-hand lanes to get by this accident. If you're headed outbound on I-85 northbound, use caution there. Watch out for boots on the ground. We are very busy all over the city right now. We've got moderate to heavy traffic on I-65 and 85. The 31s are busy. The Boulevard, extremely busy this afternoon. Please be cautious. Watch out for your fellow drivers and keep it here. We will keep you updated. Chico's Auto Pros has everything for your car, including discounted towing, convenient loaner cars, and an extra $100 value on every repair. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chain.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Happy birthday
Eddie Bader, and Seth picked out a special song for you that we'll play in a couple of minutes.
Yes!
We got a couple of calls real quick, though, before we go to break. Cooter?
Yes, sir. Don't forget, my birthday is in 3 days now. First I told.
Oh, that's right.
Happy birthday. Did that?
Thank you. You looking good, Seth.
Yeah, you too, man.
Greg, did I ever tell you that Doug Jones is married to my second cousin? We've always told him Uncle Doug. I still refer to him as Uncle Doug.
Yeah.
No, that's a lie.
Holidays must be fun at your place.
Creepy Uncle Doug.
But seriously, I think the debate is going to go on, and I think Joe is going to do a whole lot better than anybody's expecting. I know he's not mentally all there, but I think they might have been playing it up some. And just sort of sacking him so that he's going to come out and surprise everybody. And when he does better than everybody expected, they're going to say he won the debate.
My opinion. If he gets through the debate and doesn't crap his pants, they'll say he won. You're right. Thank you, Cooter. Randy from Snowden.
Hello, guys. How y'all doing this evening? Good.
Good.
You were talking last segment, Greg, and about the defunding of the police in these urban moron cities, as I'll call them.
Right.
In saying that, all the good people, you know, is going to be moving out of these places with the crime going sky high, like you said, and the chaos and all the chaotic problems they're about to endure they hadn't seen yet. And so why don't they just let them have those cities, you know, and let the good people get out of there because they're going anyway, and just let them kill each other, and we have less to worry about.
Well, that process is kind of happening anyway.
It is.
I don't see the point in accelerating it. Believe me, the damage above and beyond the $2 billion in destruction, just wanton destruction, is going to... You still there?
I'm here.
Okay. It's also at some point going to have to include the depreciation of real estate and business losses, companies moving out, stuff that is truly long-term. But they don't understand, while those city officials, starting with that douchebag mayor, Mr. Jacob Fry, while they're sitting there weeping over a hoodlum's coffin, they're watching the future of their city go down the tubes by sanctioning all of that.
And I agree.
The long-term damage, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, people understand Watts, it's 60 years since, or 55 years since Watts, and that's still a hellhole. Once an area's been destroyed like this, and, you know, like Mary Lightfoot in Chicago wants Walmart to come back and rebuild a store that she allowed to get destroyed, seven of them. That ain't happening, Lori. I got news for you.
So. I agree. I don't think that the corporate companies in our country are going to go anywhere near these urban cities with this defunding of the police. In saying that, I'd like to get one of those pies if I can get on that magnificent list of getting one of those key lime pies.
Sure.
To help
I'll
the,
put
help
you on hold.
Call.
You can talk to Rosie. Don't go away. We're delivering some more of those later this week. Yeah. It's 5:30. And the special song for Eddie is coming.
Wow, it is hot.
Yep.
Our poor neighbors have been without power for 4 days, but our new generator has kept the AC going.
Yep, and I installed it myself.
You're a genius, dear.
Yeah, maybe. Truth is, some jobs are better left to experts.
Crosby Electric is an authorized dealer of Generac generators. Our technicians are trained to install your emergency power system economically, properly, and safely.
Honey, do you smell something?
Yeah, what is that?
The freezer.
Have your new emergency power system installed right by Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Open it up.
I think I'm going to faint.
Sweetheart, wake up.
Next summer, don't pass out from the heat or anything else. Have your new emergency power system installed right by Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
The amount of your tax dollars that return to Alabama each year depends on you completing the 2020 census. Alabama is in trouble if you aren't counted. It's easy to do and takes just a few minutes to complete. Go to 2020census.gov and do it now. If you don't have access to the internet, call 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020 to answer the questions. Can we count on you right now? Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange, the Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Just text him and ask him if there's any food he doesn't like.
Do that to people we love, Eddie.
We love you and your belly.
I've always liked, that's always been a fun song.
Yeah, that's great, man. That just, that fit very well for him.
I just watched the most amazing video clip. It's a sketch artist who, in the course of this video, which is kind of high speed, sketches a baby and then keeps making the changes from kid to young girl woman to older woman to old lady to, and douses it in blue at the end and goes to heaven, I guess.
Wow.
And, well, this thing, it's not letting me add it to Facebook. I guess I'm going to have to find. I have some Dean Henderson. That's really amazing. I have to look that up and see if I can't do it through the computer here. 5:36 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Seth and I were just downstairs, and as predicted, the sky is getting darker.
And Leon's getting larger.
Woo! Drink! Number three.
Number three for the afternoon. Good point, Mark Brents. Everybody who contributes to the usavernity. I didn't finish school. That's because I couldn't pronounce the name of the place I was going to. The usavernity of Illinois. That would include taxpayers, Mark. You're absolutely correct. I'm just shocked. Well, maybe I shouldn't be, that the left is now controlling campuses and even conservative places like ours. NFL ratings. The ratings keep getting lower.
And Leon's getting larger.
Drink!
We will have you hammered by six.
Woo!
Ratings are in for week three of the NFL season, but the media, sports, Yahoo.com, acknowledges that the numbers are pathetic. I mean, the Thursday night football game got 5 million viewers, about what Tucker Carlson gets.
They went to Yahoo.
Well, here's the thing. Yahoo's not going to tell the truth. People are sick of the social justice messaging and all of that crap. Just stop it. Stop it. Even students, you may not be making $1 million a year, but you're getting a free education in the greatest country in the world. So cut the crap! Jeez. It's not the Jaguars that are dragging these numbers down. It's the players and their hate America attitude. The media has convinced them, hey, you should do this. You know, show solidarity. That's what the communists do. We're not really big on that. We still have too many people who fought wars to keep communism out of other countries when we were allowing it to infest our own school system here and be taught. Why do you think these kids are part of Antifa? They've already given up. They've already, it's like joining a gang, except they have bigger vocabularies. They're just as destructive and just as productive as gangs. That's what Antifa is.
They don't think for themselves. They just do what they're told.
That's how communism gets in.
Yeah.
And this is why our founding fathers in their never-ending brilliance gave us the Second Amendment, because if people try to do that, you have to shoot your way out. And I hope that's not the case. But believe me, they've got us on the brink. 5:38.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Authorities still working an accident on I-85 northbound just past Taylor Road. You'll need to be in the two right-hand lanes to get by. The accident is off on the left-hand side of the road. A lot of traffic on the interstate today. If you're traveling 85 southbound, going to merge on 65 north or south, you're going to be in a little bit of a slowdown from Union Street up to the interchange. Very busy on the boulevard. All the 31s are very busy now. Buckle up, drive carefully. We have no other accidents to tell you about at this time. Haynes Ambulance, there for you and your family 24 hours a day, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, there when you need them most. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services to perform by other lawyers.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator like ourselves who will walk hand in hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Fox Wednesday on the blockbuster new season of The Masked Singer. Be there for the shocking moment.
No! Don't do it!
That's a first in Masked Singer history.
Gonna change this show forever!
Can you identify real singers from fake ones before you hear them sing?
I think you're a liar.
Ken Jeong hosts the new hit mystery music show.
I knew it!
I can see your voice.
Wednesday on Fox 20.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Important weather changes on the way as the first of two cold fronts swings through the area. The first one brings a round of showers and thunderstorms tonight and in through at least the midday hours of tomorrow before ending. It turns windy. Low tonight, 62. High tomorrow, 70. Wednesday's nice. Low humidity, sunshine, high temperature around 73. Then we briefly warm up Thursday before the second cold front delivers the nicest air of the fall season so far. Some really good stuff Thursday night, Friday, especially Friday night into Saturday. Hang on, you're going to like it. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Woke up today. Can't do the things I usually do. To go out shopping, I wear a mask, sanitize my hands. I still can't go out. Crowd, go to a concert or mini golf. I can't work out at the gym, and my favorite bar is still closed. This is the new normal. Restaurants just a quarter full. No vacations or traveling. If you do, you should quarantine. This
I don't ever want to hear the term new normal again. I posted that sketch video on Facebook. It is absolutely amazing. Breathtaking.
That is incredible.
And see, doesn't that signify heaven?
Yeah.
That is just, wow.
Unbelievable. And now, it's Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob.
Oh, my God.
Chad.
How was your 29th birthday?
He looks good.
Oh, great, man. It gets better every time I celebrate it. This year was amazing. It really was. My 29th birthday was great. My 30th sucked.
I like the card.
The video you saw on Facebook here, yeah.
So, predictions for tomorrow night.
Yes.
I think Joe Biden's going to do what he did in the Paul Ryan and come out in that debate. He's going to come out aggressively. He is going to have 10 talking points memorized in his head. That's what he's been spending the last 2 weeks doing. All right. And no matter what the questions are, he's going to go to one of those talking points and he's going to get it out. And it's going to be totally attacking Trump. And he's going to, try to make the headline that he went toe to toe with Trump. I expect Trump to be not Paul Ryan.
Right.
I expect him to be just as aggressive and hopefully will go through not only his successes, but the Obama-Biden administration's failure, such as if you want to keep your doctor, you can, and you'll drop your prices of, prescription drugs and everything else, $2,500. That's kind of my prediction there. And of course, the press will say, Biden's presidential and, he held his own and therefore he didn't hurt himself and he actually looked
good. Hey, Joe, how many Peace Prize nominations do you have in the last 3 months?
Right.
I think it's going to be cool to watch. In the beginning, he's going to probably do pretty good. And then his drugs are going to start wearing off. And he's going to start getting mad. And he's going to start changing colors. And he's going to start messing up. And then
it'll be a dog-faced pony soldier.
Yes!
Down's going to push up, right?
Yeah.
Let's go behind the building.
Let's go.
Yeah,
now.
With that one, too. Yeah, behind the building. Trump would kick his ass 70 ways from Sunday.
The other thing is I noticed that, Doug Jones said he's not going to vote or does not want to have hearings on the Supreme Court justice. And that doesn't surprise me. But what it does tell me is he now knows he's losing. He's going to be gone. And
so why not be an a-hole all the way out, right?
No. Yeah. Well, there's a reason he's doing that, because those leftists that he's pleasing are the ones that are going to pay his salary when he's a lobbyist, because he's not coming back to Alabama. I can tell you right that. He is going to be a lobbyist, and he's going to make mint. And this is what it's all about for him. And that's what it's been about the entire time. Every time he's had a chance to show that he's a quote-unquote moderate, he has taken the left turn and has not been a moderate, including voting against people like Andrew Brasher, who is from here, who was the Solicitor General at the Attorney General's office. He voted against him when he made it on the district court, and he voted against him when he made it onto the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, who is one of the most brightest and best lawyers we've had in the state, other than Bill Pryor.
Well, it's the saddest price we paid for allowing Roy Moore to get into that, where he did the last election. That was not a good idea.
Either way,
we should still have that seat, and we wouldn't be worried about getting nominations.
I'm so excited, though, to see him finally gone. He's going to be gone in a big way. So, and all these commercials trying to run himself as a moderate. Anyway, what are your thoughts? What's your prediction about tomorrow night?
I'm considering all possibilities. I think the president will come out and attempt to be exactly what the media does not expect, which is reasoned and calm. And Joe, if he's smart, he'll let Joe go into one of his fits. And the president has a lot of accomplishments that he can toss out there.
Right. I agree. And, so Biden comes after him on COVID, and he can easily just say, you're the guy that didn't want to call me a xenophobe for closing down China.
That's all he's got to do. And Trump doesn't need to practice that. He knows that,
right.
Joe.
Right. You're the one that had the administration that left us with no respirators and left us with no PPE and left all of our drug making companies dependent on China.
Mm-hmm.
China. And that's the great thing about Trump. You've watched his speeches over his speeches for all his rallies.
Yep.
He knows his stuff.
He does.
I mean, he knows his stuff. He'll take on anybody, including George, step all over us. And he is well rehearsed and ready to go. And I think that Seth, you're right. You know, Biden will hold his own for a little bit, but as the night wears on, an hour and a half under the spotlight, trying to respond to rapid fire accusations by President Trump is going to be tough. If he's smart, if Trump is smart, and I think he is, he should go directly after Biden on the record of the Obama administration on ISIS, on Iran, on all, you know, on drugs, on everything. He should just like go after. Oh, and also on the crime bill, you know, that put all the entire black population in jail for smoking marijuana. I mean, I think he's got a lot to go. A lot of ammo,
as Nancy Pelosi would say, a lot of arrows in his quiver.
I don't think we have to worry because we saw Mitt Romney decimate Obama in that first, and then Mitt just took his foot off the gas by design or whatever. Did not seem to care whether he won or not. Donald Trump's made it real clear. There's two Americas at stake here.
I think it would be if Biden is as aggressive as I think he will be, and I think he will be, I think it would be a mistake for Trump to try and act presidential like the way they think they want to be presidential. I think everybody wants a Pier 6 brawl, you know? And as long as you're landing punches, it's good for you, right?
Yeah.
But I think that was the problem that Ryan had. Ryan tried to appear vice presidential, and he took a set of boxing gloves to a knife fight. And the report was, oh, my God, Ryan got his ass kicked.
Yeah, you know? Well, I'm not worried about it.
But we've all seen Joe when he gets flustered.
Chad, I'm out of time for the hour, man. I'm sorry. Thanks.
When Joe gets a little mad, he just loses it.
Yeah. And
he loses it.
He looks
mad.
Yeah, it's not a good look. It's one thing to be passionate like me.
Yes, exactly.
Because I look good.
Yeah, you do. Mr. Passion
over here.
When
Joe Biden gets mad, he looks like a mental patient.
In the beginning, his makeup's going to be the same color and it's going to be right. But then he's going to get mad and start turning red and you're going to see some change. Oh, it's going to be hilarious.
They're probably going to be hoping and praying it doesn't have happened to him what happened to Jerry Nadler at the podium.
What happened to him?
Oh, he had a trouser biscuit fall through.
Hey, man, just keep an eye out for Joe's Pampers.
Well, according to somebody that left the campaign, those are the kinds of things they're worried about.
You can hear him walking up, sound like he's got corduroys on.
This is the best you got. Wow. I have no worries. I'm not going to watch it in real time. I'll wake up like I do and go back to my sources and put it together. It'll take me 10 minutes. I do not need something that, if I watch, will keep me up till 3 in the morning, especially since I wake up at 2.
And it's not even worth it.
I'll wait and get my take. Plus, it'll be on YouTube. I can watch the whole thing in the morning if I want, especially if Trump really has a blowout night.
I'll watch it and take some notes for you.
Georgia Floyd's direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. Oh, by the way, the showers are really, really, really on the edge of moving in through the city. There's some thunderstorms in there. No warnings or alerts, but it is going to rain shortly. Anybody that's had issues recently with flooded flooring, and we do have areas in the city, no matter how hard you try, if it comes down too fast, the system can't keep up with the water and people get it into their homes. And once your floor is soaked, it's got to be replaced. Georgia Floors Direct specializes in getting out the bad flooring, getting in the new. Their turnaround time is tighter than anybody's because they have more experience to this than anybody else. But if you would like a nice transition to new flooring, this is the place to go because you have so many choices at Georgia Floors Direct, an almost overwhelming number of them at that warehouse on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. And Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floorers will help you navigate that, set up installation. It's all them. They're people from beginning to end, and they guarantee your customer satisfaction. Visit Georgia Floors Direct on Facebook or stop by and see Jeff Mallinson and his team 9 to 7, Monday through Saturday. Let's salute these guys.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Stadium Sound Mixer.
Mr. Stadium Sound Mixer.
Sports.
courts are playing in empty stadiums, yet it's your job to make it sound like there are still fans, even though we clearly see there are not.
We only have to close our eyes.
You are there to help us use our imagination.
We just gotta pretend harder, yeah.
Because even though the world sucks, we at least have sports. And you give us that comforting sound of drunk people cheering for a happier time. Oh, spirit of artificial nostalgia, you're Mr. Stadium Sound Mixer, a real American hero.
Mr. Stadium Sound Mixer.
Now, if you could just make it sound like I have friends.
Duval's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duval's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces. They do it all. There's no need to go all over town looking. Duval's staff will come to you and bring your ideas to life. Duval's Landscapes won't limit your design to prefabricated, made in a warehouse, outdoor fireplace or kitchen. You can choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit DuvalsLandscapes.com today or call Monica at 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Fall is quickly approaching, so it's time to get your home ready for family and friends. Duval's Landscapes will make it easy for you, offering specials on shrub trimming and pine straw delivery and installation this month only. Call Monica today at 791-4108 or visit DuvalsLandscapes.com.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Schedule your $89 tune-up with Dixie. Offer ends November 10th. Visit CallDixie.com today.
Kickback Ranch and Event Center is gearing up for our fall festival, and you're invited. October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. There will be fall treats, fun games, contests, and much more. Hook up to your camper or rent a cabin on our 125 acres of rolling hills and lakes, and welcome in the fall. Admission is $7. Kids under 3 are free. The Kickback Ranch Fall Festival, October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. Go to kickbackranch.net for more information or call 286-4140.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, and, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
Sinclair's offers takeout if you need to grab and go, and you can also have Sinclair's delivered through the Grubhub delivery app.
These days, it's okay to do some things halfway, like wearing your pajama bottoms on a work call. But managing your prescriptions shouldn't be one of them. That's why CVS has a proprietary search tool to find ways that may help lower your prescription costs, and will deliver them too. No wonder CVS customers are better than most at staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. Come in or call today and get a free prescription savings review at CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic authorities still working that accident on I-85 northbound just past Taylor Road. It's off on the left-hand side. You'll need to be in the 2 right-hand lanes to get by. There's a little bit of a slowdown there. Got a lot of outbound traffic from downtown Montgomery even this late, especially on Norman Bridge Road out to East South Boulevard. Federal Drive at